Blog Talk Radio. This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yeah, I'm here in romantic Catalina Island. Yes, the island of romance. And I'm at the Hotel Villa Portofino on Catalina Island here, and it is one gorgeous place. The weather is great. It's about 9 o'clock here. The one first thing I want to talk about is the hotel itself. And so we have Stacy.
Yes. Stacy's my name.
Stacy is, she's a big shot here.
Yes, I am. I'm one of the trusted servants here at the Villa Portofino Hotel in Catalina, and we're a lovely property on the bay here, overlooking that beautiful ocean, facing the mainland, which is you guys over there.
And the hotel, I have to say, by the way, that the way, now the music stopped. We're going to hear the restaurant was playing all this Italian music all evening. They may still play it. I feel like it's like I'm on the Amalfi Coast. That's what it's like here. And I have a room that looks right onto the water, and it's absolutely gorgeous. But the room, isn't that? This is some room, Stacy.
Yes.
I got to tell you,
this is one of our premier suites. You can actually see the ocean from your bed, a canopy bed that is, and it's absolutely lovely. We're facing the east, looking onto the water there. This suite has an a la carte marble bath with a steeping tub and separate glass shower.
Which I like.
Yeah, beautiful French sliding glass doors, so when you open those wide, that breeze just comes right in. All the beautiful amenities, a nice brand new flat screen and fireplace, sofa seating area, and that lovely little vanity or actual desk area where you're seated. Gives you plenty of room to read and write and arithmetic.
Yeah, and there's a little refrigerator here too.
Yes. Oh yeah. Ironing board, lots of hidden amenities, ironing board, and all those good things.
Which I'm going to need.
Yes. Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah. Every time I pack, it's like doesn't matter how I pack it, it's wrinkled.
You roll it up in a ball, right?
I decided I'm going to try, go for a style.
A new look.
That wrinkled is in.
Yes.
And this way, yeah. Just crinkled. Yes, crinkled is in.
Crinkleware.
Yeah. tell me about the other rooms that are here.
We have a wide variety of types of rooms, and our standard rooms are cozy, and they have queen beds or king beds. And then we also have two standard rooms with two beds in them, a double bed and a twin, and these are, like I said, cozy rooms. They're smaller. Our property has 35 rooms. We are a very boutique-y, quaint, small property. We have lots of lovely outside space and a beautiful sun deck to view that harbor, probably one of the prettiest bays in the world. We have a deluxe king room. That's the first step up out of the standard rooms, and those rooms have the fireplace, the tub, in addition to the stall shower and that sofa seating area. So a little roomier than the standard room with those extra amenities. And then we start with the suites, and we call them mini suites. That's the first level of suites. Some of these rooms do have ocean views, some do not, but they all have fireplace, sofa, and tubs in addition to the stall showers, and then deluxe baths with Spanish marble tile and steeping tubs as well.
Wow.
Then we get into the full ocean view and the partial ocean view suites, the mid-range and upper-level suites. These have, like the Portofino suite that we're in now, have the full ocean view, the fancy baths, much larger rooms with, all the fireplace and the big sofa area, the big flat screens, and...
It almost wants me to wish it was a little colder out so I can put on the fireplace.
Actually, this is one of the coolest summers we've ever had, and I've been here a long time, and it's like, this is odd. But it's actually, as we get older, it seems a little pleasant. But it is a cooler year, and so those fireplaces will be coming in handy pretty soon if we're going to move into our fall and winter more quickly.
So how long have you been here?
I've been on the island year-round 42 years.
Wow.
And I've been here every single summer of my life. My mother and father met coming over from Balboa, the pavilion there in Newport area, to dance at the casino in 1938.
Oh, the casino, yeah.
So that was the beginning of my family history, 1938.
And the casino, by the way, is not a gambling place.
No, not a gambling casino. It's that famous building that Wrigley put up when he first took over in the 20s. And the big bands, the actual big bands, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw, all those guys used to come over, Benny Goodman, and play. And they would bring people over from the Balboa Pavilion. And at 1 a.m. in the morning after the dance, they'd take everyone home. And this is in the 30s and 40s.
Wow.
There's also a beautiful movie theater downstairs. It's fabulous. It has one of the last remaining pipe organs left.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. That was really cool.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Hand-painted
murals and tile and all kinds of fancy schmancy stuff.
So, and now this area here that's just along, this is more like a lot of shops and things like that.
This is what we call our Front Street, and it's the bay, it's like a bayside avenue. And all our shops are here, restaurants, hotels, and then if you go up the little streets that run perpendicular to this Front Street, is the little residential area. And again, more hotels, and we have a Vons Market. Things like that.
So, like, what I had noticed, I took a tour.
Mm-hmm.
I actually took a tour because I was supposed to ride my own cart, a golf cart. The golf cart thing. That's a hoot here.
Yes,
Do you have your own also?
Well, I have. I don't now. I have a bicycle. I have had a golf cart when I was raising my son and actually needed it to get in around in a hurry and pick him up from school and all the things you do when you're towing a child. But now that I don't have a cart. I have a bike. But the golf carts are pretty much the standard mode of transportation around town here because it is so small, and that's really all you need. Although they don't go out into the interior of the island, that's not legal. They are great for just everything you need in Avalon.
So,
and they do rent them.
So
people forget that come over that rent them that they are not on a track.
So what happens if you do want to go in the interior, either hike there or you...
So you can get a permit and go hiking, and the permits you get at the Conservancy office, which is right down the street, and that is the... organization that pretty much runs the interior of the island now. They are the ones that appoint the rangers and take care of it and all that.
Well, the things I did say, I guess, if you want to call on the edge of the interior, I saw there was a botanical gardens.
That's a perimeter of Avalon, yeah. And beyond there, in all directions, is the actual interior of the island. And that's a whole other ball game. It really is a nature preserve. There's buffalo and fox and different types of wildlife, and it's left untouched. It's not,
oh, I see. So the interior, that's what it is about the interior, mm-hmm. that it's just, it's not like it's cut off, like you can't go up to private houses that are there or things like that.
There are no private houses. It's
okay.
All left naturally, yeah.
There's
one other community down on the West End, and there's a couple hundred people that live there, but most of the people work there, and what they do, it's a camping and sailing destination, so it's pretty rustic, and there's really not much to do unless you're an avid sailor or camper or nature person. It's left, there's no asphalt and no two-story buildings.
Right.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And there's anchors on either side. That's where the isthmus is of our island, and it's a very narrow, one-quarter-mile-wide spot where there's harbors on either side, so they call it two harbors. And that, there is a small community down there.
Right. So I noticed, it's basically private houses versus, and they're like very little apartment houses.
Right. There's a lot of little cottages in Avalon. They're little small homes, beach dwellings, two-bedroom homes, and they go straight back. They're very narrow, and you walk, it's like being in a train. So the lots are small here.
I did see an area of that.
Up on the hills, too, up in the different terraces, our little town is hilly, and so all around the edge of the bay are the little hilly areas where the homes are, the bigger homes, and so there's a wide variety of little homesteads here, and larger.
Yeah, I understand, like, they're getting in, well, I know they have all, in terms of activities, which I didn't get to, I understand, like, they have a semi-submarine.
Yeah, semi-submersible.
Yeah.
And so it's the kind of the new glass-bottom boat, only you actually do go underwater in a sub.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's very popular. And they do have the classic glass-bottom boat that you sit above on the deck and look down in through the glass. They still have that. We have lots of different types of tours now. We have the new zip line tour, which is the rage.
Yeah, which
popular.
I did not want to go on.
No.
No.
You're not a hype girl?
No. No, not at all. That's
yeah.
When I did. Well, I went to a spa. Oh, I forgot the name of it.
Catalina Sea Spa?
What was that again?
Touch of Heaven?
No, it wasn't Touch of Heaven.
Catalina Sea Spa. No,
I think that's it.
Yeah,
I think
over there by the Yamaha Garage. Over on,
isn't it terrible? Well, Donna's going to come on. She'll tell me. She'll remind me where I went. But I had a facial. I wanted to get a facial done. And after that, that's when I attempted to do the golf cart. And I didn't realize I needed an up-to-date valid driver's license for that.
Right. Well, we're under, California state law, and we are a part of that, so you have to have a DMV-approved California driver's license.
Yeah, so what happened?
Whatever state you come from, actually.
Right.
You're New Yorker, so yours would be fine.
Yeah. What I wound up doing is Michelle from tourism, just she drove me all over, which is much better because this way, like she knew where everything was.
Right, I mean, you can enjoy and look instead of having to man the wheel.
Yeah, and we went all the way as far, as we can go up in different areas,
right.
And the views were just wonderful.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see a lot of animals, but I saw deer and quail. That was it.
Yeah, you see a lot of deer and quail, and they come down right into town here.
I understand there's a woman that feeds a whole bunch of feral cats.
Yeah, so there's a couple people that actually do that, and there's some activists here that, are really involved with, helping the animals. And, yeah, there's been a couple local people that just love the animals. So, and now there's an old guy named Roger who is taking over his wife's job of loving and feeding those cats. That might be who you're referring to.
Yeah, somewhere near the casino.
Yes.
Yeah. Up in Dendar Hills up there.
Up in Dendar Hills.
Yeah. And I also understand they're going to do the Sea Trek is coming here.
Yeah, there's some updated new and exciting things going on in town, and so we're getting some facelifts on the old buildings and changes, you know, raising the bar a little, and that's always good.
Now, as far as the hotel, I mean, because it's Villa Portofino, was there a particular reason, you know, that the Italian...
This property has actually been owned by two Italian families who are related, only two in the last 50 years. Vince Scaramucci had it before Tom Campanelli has it, and Tom and they are related, and Tom Campanelli is now the owner, and they are actual bona fide, real live Italian people with Italian heritage and all that good stuff. Tom actually has property in the Tuscan area, and he's absolutely impeccable when it comes to hospitality and being a true hospitalitarian.
Because the thing I noticed is the names of the rooms, Amalfi, Sorrento, Capri,
yes.
And it's in Positano. And it's interesting because that was one of the trips I did. Went to Naples and then along the Amalfi coast, and I was I didn't even realize the names of the rooms, and suddenly I was like, felt like I was on the Amalfi coast.
Yes, I hear that a lot of people. And I've never been to Italy, but I hear a lot of people make a comment when they come into Avalon and they're on that boat and they're approaching the island, and then the little town becomes visible, and it is quite enchanting.
Oh, yeah.
They say, I've heard it many times, it looked like Capri, or it looked like, you know, coming into somewhere in the Mediterranean. So, and I know that the climate is similar and also the topography, but I've heard that numerous times through the years as I've lived here, and I've never been there, but I can now imagine what it must look like.
Oh, yeah. I imagine since you've been, I mean, you get a lot of tourism, I guess, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, Donnie? Think we get a lot of tourism? Donnie, you're on.
Yes, a lot of tourism in Catalina? Yes, I didn't know I was on. Sorry. Yes, we have probably about 900,000. Yes, I'm on. We have about 900,000 people come here to Catalina. Some of them come by cruise ship. Some of them come by ferry. We've got helicopter access as well as plane access, too. So we got a lot of visitors here.
Yeah, I was discussing with Stacy about, like, she's been here for many years, you know, and it's interesting to, it must be interesting to see, like, the changes as the years go on and what brings in the tourism, every couple of years or whatever, and what's next, and, you know. One of the things, that I wanted to ask you, Donna, was, I mean, I know, like, at the casino has entertainment. Is there any other places, like, that have, is there any, like, local theater or anything like that?
There is local theater in town. We have our city recreation department puts on local theater. We also have a lot of music festivals and concerts at the casino. We were at the casino today, and the ballroom also has gala events in the ballroom and a lot of concerts again. So we have a lot of theater and musical activities going on around the island during all year long.
But, I mean, in other words, other than the casino, there are other places that people can go for entertainment?
Yes. Some of the local restaurants and bars, certainly the bars have some weekend activities and music events. Some of the restaurants have local musicians. During the summer, we have a local jazz night on Thursdays at the Country Club. We have street dances during the summer with live music events. So, yeah, there's something going on all the time here in Catalina.
That's really great. I mean, it's really gorgeous. And weather-wise, I was understanding, like what's the lowest temperature? What's it in the wintertime? What's the lowest temperature that you?
Oh, it'll probably get a little chilly here. It'll probably get in the upper 40s here. But during the day, it'll probably warm up to mid 50s. We've had fairly mild weather. We rarely get freezing. In fact, I don't know if we've ever gotten below at freezing temperature, 32 degrees.
But does it ever snow here?
I mean, I think it snowed like twice in history here.
Oh, okay.
Not very much. And that's only at the higher elevations.
Oh, okay. I was just kind of wondering.
Not here in Avalon, no. We haven't had snow here in Avalon.
Wow, this is... It's really, really, like, it's very relaxing. Oh, in the air. Oh, God, I can breathe here.
Yeah, we've got very clear air, very clear water. You know, we're only 22 miles from Los Angeles, so it's amazing how clear and how beautiful it is here. And, you know, one of our taglines is, relax, you're on island time, because you can really come over, and as soon as you get off the ferry, you have that... just a breath and a sigh of relaxation, and all your cares and troubles kind of leave you for the moment, because this is such a relaxing, slow-paced, friendly environment.
So now, by the way, so tomorrow morning we're going on a pontoon, but it's inflatable? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's an inflatable raft. We'll go, it's a coastal wild dolphin encounter. Oftentimes we'll see whales as well and sea lions and harbor seals. And it's a power inflatable boat. And we'll just kind of take a cruise along the coastline. We've got 54 miles of coastline. We'll go down the coast a little ways and just see what we see. And it's just so beautiful to be out on the water.
Oh, yeah.
And just spotting some of the wildlife and the marine life that's out on the water. It's gorgeous.
Do the dolphins come up to the boat?
Oh, I don't know if they come up to the boat. Sometimes they might come close. And sometimes when you make the crossing back from Catalina to Long Beach or one of the other California coastal cities, oftentimes you'll see huge pods of dolphins out there, and you'll often see whales too, especially coming up to the wintertime. We have a lot of whales coming through January to March to April timeframe.
Yeah, that's so great. And then I'm going to go back on land tomorrow to Irvine.
Yep, back to the mainland. We call it Overtown. We're going Overtown.
Overtown?
Overtown, O-T.
Okay, so I could tell, I mean, it's like it's slow-paced here. I mean, you because no one's in, you know what I didn't hear, which I'm so happy. The honking of a horn.
No, we don't have any street lights. Most people drive golf carts. Every household can have one golf cart per family. And so we pretty much drive at golf cart speeds, which is maybe 8 to 10 miles an hour. So everything is much slower paced here.
And by the way, is it the Chinese clock? Is that what it is? Chinese tower? Is that what the...
Chimes. The Chimes Tower.
Oh, the Chimes Tower.
Yes.
And is it on all the time, or do they, like, say, no, it's too late now, we're not doing it?
They're usually from about 8 in the morning to 8 p.m.
Ah, okay, so that's why I didn't hear it at 9 o'clock. All right.
Right. And it chimes,
I was wondering about that.
Usually every quarter of an hour it chimes.
Mm-hmm.
And during holidays, like on Easter and Christmas, somebody goes in there and plays Christmas carols or Easter hymns, or 4th of July, they'll play, God Bless America. So, and you can hear it throughout the town. It's very charming.
Yeah, that is very charming. Wow. This is definitely a lot to do here. And by the way, I totally screwed up with the time of the show.
Oh.
I did, but that's okay. Because, you know, I'm going to do another one when I get back.
Oh, okay.
So when I get back, we have all the companies and whatever calling on. Now, in terms of websites, first I want to know, what's the website for the hotel, Stacey?
Let's see here. There's three of them, and it is hotelzillaparafino.com.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of emails for us, but yeah, hotelzillaparafino.com, and it's a great website.
And what about a website for Catalina Tourism? Is there?
Yeah, Catalina Chamber is www.catalinachamber.com.
Okay, and you can get all the information on there that we talked about, right?
Yes, you can connect to any of the hotels or any of the tours or activities or any of the transportation companies to come over to the island. All your information on Catalina is there. We're the official website of Catalina, catalinachamber.com.
And everything's all linked up. It's great.
Yeah, and by the way, Esther and Eunice absolutely loved their time here.
Whoa.
Yep, they just said so, yep.
Was that Esther or Eunice, or both of them in harmony?
They were doing in harmony. Yeah. So, there's so much to talk about, you know. And as I said, like, when I get back, what was the name of the spa that I went to?
You went to Island Breeze today.
Okay, Island Breeze. Okay, I went by. This was a full day.
Yes, you had a full day today.
Yeah. So the mind went blank when I couldn't remember. I had a great facial there.
Oh, good.
And I needed it. I really needed it.
Good. Well, they do a great job there.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to have them on to talk about what they did. You know. But in the meantime, all right, so I'm going to end now. I want to thank the both of you, Stacey, I'm glad you came up here. I'm glad you gave me directions and that, and everybody helping me, and I had to get on the internet over here.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little tricky.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of wireless because of the thing. I find Ethernet just a lot easier, but that's okay. As long as I was able to get on, that's all I needed. So, again, thank the both of you. I thank the both of you.
You're very welcome.
And,
my pleasure. My pleasure.
And have a great evening. And my fans, have a great day, evening, or whatever you're going to do. And I'll be on again in a couple of days. So.